Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you, no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, teachers, leave those kids alone. Teachers, leave those kids alone. You know, in our public schools today, there's literally a war zone going on. Kids are literally going to a war zone in our public school systems. Meanwhile, our teachers are turning into these Gestapo authoritarian pigs who only want to exert power and control over our children. I'm here to tell you, teachers, leave those kids alone. Not only that, the U.S. was ranked 17th in the assessment of the education system among 50 countries. We're ranked number 17th, and we used to be number one. We used to be number one. We have China, South Korea, Finland, Hong Kong, Singapore, Canada, New Zealand, Japan, Australia, the Netherlands, Belgium, Norway, Estonia, Switzerland, and Poland, and Iceland ahead of the United States. And we are ranked number 17, and we will continue to drop because we have taken Jesus out of our public education systems. We have pulled 10 commandments off the walls of our education system, and we have taken down the cross of our education systems. Teachers, leave those kids alone. Kids are going to your re-education training camps where you can throw power and control over these children, not letting them express their religious or have them express any kind of creativity. And those that want to express creativity, you put on Ritalin. You put the children on Ritalin, a drug. This is one of the millions of these children on Ritalin. And they're taking these most powerful, mind-altering kind of drugs often before they're even old enough to even attend school. And oftentimes, the side effects are far worse than the conditions such as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, in which they're prescribed and rival illegal street drugs in terms of their dangerous risk to health. Teachers, leave these children alone. Any kind of teacher, any kind of student that asks real questions to teachers, they're putting on this Ritalin. Meanwhile, they're taking Jesus out of your public school systems. Meanwhile, teachers have some authoritarian Gestapo mindset. And in these children, these long-term effects are often largely unknown, while the short-term, we've seen shocking increase in violent and aggressive acts committed by teens taking one or more psychotropic drugs. And with this problem getting increasingly worse instead of better, we need to understand that teachers leave these children alone. The number of prescriptions for psychotropic drugs for children more than double since 2014. And we need to understand the consequences in this excessive medicating of our children. Yes, and most children diagnosed with ADHD are given drugs even through misdiagnosis. Gnosis in common. You see, the Bible says, you need to understand, the Bible, Jesus warns that we do not hinder our children coming to Him. Jesus said, do not hinder any one of these little children coming to me. In Matthew 18, chapter 18, verse 6, if anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. You see, the public schools are hindering children from coming to Jesus Christ. They're hindering these children from coming to Jesus because they've taken out prayer. They've taken out the Ten Commandments. They've taken out the Bible, the cross. They're taking out Jesus. Literally, your child are being into this re-education camp. But the Bible says it is better for a millstone to be tied around their neck, those who hinder any one of these little children. You see, a millstone was a stone used for grinding grain. And Jesus said, take that stone, wrap it around your neck, and jump into the water before you hinder one of these children. Please understand that today, that our education system, our programs, used to be number one, now ranked number 17, where children are no longer taught to be creative, but they are taught to be in conformity. Creativity, independence, individual liberty is not being taught in our education systems today, but tolerance and power and control. You see, the Bible says that particular qualities of little children commended by Jesus are humility, freedom from prejudice, teachableness, lovableness, trustfulness, faith, freedom from anxiety, and innocence. And receiving a little child in Jesus' name refers to complete acceptance of a childlike believer because of his innocence and unrestrained trust in the Lord. You see, the warning of this passage applies specifically to one who causes the loss of a human soul. Such a sinner shall suffer a fate worse than death. A great millstone in this place means literally a millstone turned by a donkey. You need to understand that today that Jesus said, do not cause any of these children, do not cause any of these children to stumble. But in our public school system today, drugs are being prescribed at the highest level. The number of these prescription psychotropic drugs are being thrown at our children because they seem as if they don't conform like the rest of the kids. They're not in conformity. They're individuals. They have a different mind. They're interested in the real truth. And so, drugs prescribed for ADHD are not mild by any means. These are hardcore class 2 narcotics regulated by the Drug Enforcement Agency as a control substance because they can lead to dependence. The majority of kids diagnosed with ADHD will be prescribe those potentially dangerous drugs, the most common being Ritalin. Most kids today that are creative, that are nonconformist, that believe in freedom are on Ritalin. Because this causes them to be, this is a controlled substance that causes dependency. That means they're being dumbed down. That means they're being dumbed down. They're not, if their brain works overly, if that means if they're very smart, they're going to be put on this Ritalin. And so Ritalin, what does it do? It stimulates the central nervous system and may certainly interfere with the delicates of complex workings of your brain and personalities. And some of these side effects are going to be stroke and heart attacks and worse, bipolar illness or new manic symptoms or seizures, yes. And there's also reports that children are even committing suicide while taking these drugs. And nobody really knows the long-term effects. And researchers have also revealed that Ritalin appears to delay puberty, an effect that has previously unknown, raising questions about what other effects may have yet to be uncovered. Listen, there's a war. There's a spiritual war right now in the public school systems. There is a spiritual war, and Satan is coming after your children and teachers. Leave those kids alone. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ, He warns you, do not hinder any of these children coming to Me. The Bible is very... Our children today in America are very much under attack. The children of America are very much under attack today, not only by the food that they eat, by what they're learning, and Jesus is being taken out, creativity is being taken out, and no longer are children taught to be independent, no longer are children taught to be creative, no longer are children taught to be able to use their minds, but children now are taught to be conformity. Teachers, leave those kids alone. Yes, but the Bible says that we should not, the Bible says in Luke 17, verse 2, it would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck than to cause one of these little ones to stumble. It is better for you to go drown in the sea than to hurt little children. I'm here to tell you that there's so many demonic teachers today in the education system that are hurting little children. Children needs to be received as Jesus has received them. And the Bible says, whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. If you receive a little child, listen to a little child, talk to a little child, and try to understand a little child, because you were once a little child, then this is like receiving Jesus. This is a precious gift, since the nature of Jesus is like a little child. How we treat children show how we regard to the nature of Jesus. And whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, Jesus takes it very seriously when one of his little children is led into sin. Little ones does not only mean children, but those who humble themselves like children as Jesus described. Yes, it is better for you to tie a millstone, and this is a rock, a round rock where they used to grain up flour and grain, to tie it around your neck and sink to the bottom of the lake. It is a wicked thing to sin, and it is far greater evil to lead children into sin. But leading one of Jesus' child, his little ones, into sin is far worse, because you then initiate someone into the instance of the pattern of sin that corrupts whatever innocence they had. Yes, it's a very evil thing to lead children into sin, and I'm afraid right now I would say, teacher, leave those children alone. Leave those children alone. The Bible says it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and if he would drown to the depths of the sea. This was a severe punishment, and this is described here, and it would be better for the offending one to receive this punishment of the millstone. Yes, teachers, leave those children alone. Leave those children alone. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12, when you sin against them in this way and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. When you sin against children, when you wound their conscience, you sin against Christ. Yes, leave those children alone, teachers. Leave those children alone. So, not only are they giving children Ritalin in our public schools, but another common ADHD drug is Adderall, which contains amphetamine, a.k.a. speed, and dextroamphetamine, and this is used to reduce impulsive and hyperactivity in patients like ADHD. So, like Ritalin and Adderall, this can cause life-threatening side effects among children, and this is really any child who is hyperactive, and they're supposed to be because they're children, any child who has a mind of their own, they're being placed on drugs. And Jesus said it's better for you to tie a millstone around your neck and to jump into the depths of the sea and drown and then to hurt any one of these children. Teachers, leave these children alone. Stop hurting our children in America. Start telling them about Jesus, the truth. Start teaching them about the truth about Jesus and prosperity, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Yes, we need Jesus back in America. You know, in Mark chapter 9, verse 42, the Bible says, whoever causes one of these little children who believe to stumble, it would be better for him with a heavy millstone hung around his neck that he had been cast into the sea. Yes, that Christ here speaks of a kind of death perhaps nowhere, certainly never used among the Jews. He does it either to aggravate the thing or in allusion to drowning in the Dead Sea, in which one cannot be drowned without some weight hung to him, and in which to drown anything by a common manner of speech implied to devote to rejection, hatred, and execration, which we have observed elsewhere. You see, teachers, leave those children alone and do not hinder children from coming to Jesus. I'm afraid that our public schools are hindering children from coming to Jesus because more and more around America, they have taken Jesus out of the public school. They're taking crosses out of the public school. They're taking prayer out of the public schools. They're taking the Ten Commandments out of the public schools. So what are they doing? They're hindering children from coming to Jesus in our public schools. They're literally hindering our children from coming to Jesus in our public school system. So it is better for you to hang a millstone around your neck and go drown in the sea. Matthew chapter 18, verse 10, see that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven continually see the face of my Father who is in heaven. Yes, Jesus warns that you do not despise these little children because they have angels in heaven. They have angels watching over each and every one of these children. And every time you send them to these re-education camps called the public school systems where teachers are Gestapo authoritarians and tell them that you can't have faith and you can't believe and you must be learn conformity and you must not be independent and you must not believe in the flag and Jesus and apple pie and eagles and, oh, come on, somebody, this is what our children are being taught in our public school systems today. They're taught not to believe or have faith. Well, Jesus warns you that wants to play a part of this, says, go tie a millstone around your neck and drown. Go tie a millstone around your neck, teacher, and drown. Teachers, leave those children alone. Go tie a millstone around your neck and drown in the deepest sea, you evil demon. And leave those children alone and don't hinder these children from coming to know Jesus. And all you super educated evil people that are on the school boards, you demon, stop hindering children from coming to Jesus. Stop hindering these little children in our public schools from coming to Jesus. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 13, the Bible says, then some children were brought to him so that he might lay his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. You see, the same spirit that they know children are innocent. And so if they can stop your child from knowing Jesus, that would be great for that they would love that. But see, the Bible, Jesus says, do not hinder children from coming to him. Do not hinder children from coming to him. And we need to understand that today, that demons around America are really hurting our children. And there's a lot of things that's happening around the country right now. A security thug at one school in California actually fractured the arm of a 16-year-old girl because she left some crumbs on the floor after cleaning up some cake that she was spilled. Hey, stop hindering our children. In Allentown, Pennsylvania, a 14-year-old girl was tasered in the groins. And this is by a school security thug also. Yes, and at an elementary school in Baltimore recently, three 9-year-old girls and an 8-year-old boy was arrested for fighting and marched out of their elementary school in handcuffs. Yes, in New Haven, Connecticut, a 10-year-old boy was actually arrested by police for giving another student a wedgie on the school bus. Hey, teachers, leave our children alone. And stop hindering our children from coming to Jesus. And just last year, a 5-year-old boy at a public school in Stockton, California, was arrested by police and handcuffed with zip ties because he had committed battery on a police officer. We're talking about a 5-year-old here. And how much damage can a 5-year-old really do to a police officer? A 6-year-old girl down in Florida was throwing objects, hitting administration personnel, and screaming uncontrollably. So she was handcuffed. In San Mateo, California, a few months ago, a 7-year-old special education student was blasted in the face with pepper spray. Hey, teachers, leave our kids alone. 11-year-old student was arrested by police, thrown in jail, and charged with a third-degree felony for bringing a plastic butter knife to school. Hey, stop hindering our children from coming to Jesus. You want to know why all this is happening in our public school systems? Because we, number one, we have taken Jesus out. In Texas, a 12-year-old girl was recently arrested by police for spraying 2 bursts of perfume on her neck. A 13-year-old boy at a public school in Albuquerque, New Mexico, was recently arrested for burping in class. Yeah, a 12-year-old girl back in 2010 at a school in Forest Hill, New York, wrote, "I love my friend Abby and Faith" on her desk. And the police were called. I don't know about you, but I used to stick gum underneath my desk. How many of you haven't written on your desk before? How many of you haven't burped in class? Come on, somebody. How many of you haven't wrote "I love you" letters? Today in America, our children are being arrested. They're teaching our children conformity and not independence and not freedom and not creativity anymore. Not only that, teachers, leave our kids alone. Yes, there's a raging epidemic of sexual transmitted disease among our young people, and according to the latest figures released in the U.S. Center of Disease Control, there are 20 million new sexual transmitted infections of the United States every single year, and the Americans between the ages of 15 and 24 account for approximately 50% of those new sexually transmitted infections. Many of our teens are catching diseases that they can't even pronounce correctly. There were more than 1.4 million cases of these kind of diseases. But you know what's even sick? That in our public schools today, teachers now are having sex with students. And I would say, teachers, leave those kids alone. You see, the problem is I'm afraid today that more and more demons are going to be entering into our children because we have taken Jesus out. They're watching evil television shows. Our teachers are very much demonic Gestapo authoritarians. And we see that a lot of the healings in the Bible, Jesus was healing the children. Even in that day in Matthew 15, verse 28, we see, "Then Jesus said to her, 'O woman, your faith is great. It shall be done for you as you wish.' And her daughter was healed at once." See, this woman's daughter was being possessed by a demon. And we see in the Bible in Matthew 17, verse 18, "And Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him, and the boy was cured at once." Once again, the daughter and the boy was healed. In Mark chapter 7, verse 29 and 30, "And he said to her, 'Because of this answer, go. The demon has gone out of your daughter.'" We see that the daughter was also being demon possessed. Teachers, leave those kids alone. Leave those kids alone. I don't know about you, but every time that you send your child, your daughter, to a public school, you're sending them into a war zone. You're sending them into a war zone. Yes, I don't know about you, but we really need Jesus back in our public schools. Would you feel okay about your teenage girl sharing a bathroom with boys? Well, in the state of Massachusetts, boys will now be able to freely use girls' restrooms and girls' locker rooms if it makes them feel more comfortable. We need to understand that such an evil spirit is moving on our children, and I'd say teachers, leave our children alone. And one of the results of our culture of sex has been an explosion in the number of babies being born outside of marriage. And for women under the age of 30 living in the United States today, more than half of all babies are being born out of wedlock. Yes, and there's also this huge epidemic of sex between teachers and students in the United States. In fact, for some teachers, one student is just simply not enough. For example, a 33-year-old art teacher down in Arizona was charged of having sex with four of her male students. Yes, this is the kind of teachers that are in our public school system today, and I would say teachers, leave our kids alone. And what do? If kids stand up and say, I don't like my teacher, who's an evil demon, they put them on Ritalin. Yes, there is such... Satan is really trying to get our children of America today, and I would tell teachers, leave our kids alone. And the Bible says, stop hindering our children from coming to Jesus Christ. Stop hindering our children from coming to Jesus Christ. And those evil demons that are in our public education institutions that are taking down Jesus, taking off the Ten Commandments, taking down the cross, and taking the power of prayer out of the public schools, you need to get out and let Jesus, because I'm telling you, it is better for you to put a millstone around your neck and to jump into the bottom of the sea than the harmony of these children. I'm sick of it. A former high school English teacher down in Texas has that teacher beat. She has been accused of having sex with five different male students, and the most disturbing part of her story is that she is a mother of three children, and her husband is serving this country in the United States Army. There is such a moral decline, but a high school teacher down in Georgia has both of them beat. She was recently charged with having sex with seven of her students. Yes, this is how sick our society is becoming. This is how sick. So teachers, leave our children alone. But you need to understand what the Bible says. You need to understand what the Bible says and what Jesus says about this. Jesus says, see that you do not hinder any of these children from coming to Him. Our schools is one big hindrance to our children coming to Jesus. Our school is one big hindrance of our children coming to Jesus. And so when we go to church, they have taken Jesus out. So now our pastors aren't even telling our children about Jesus. So the responsibility relies in the parents. Tell your children about Jesus, because you're not going to get it from your church and you're not going to get it from your public schools. Tell your children about Jesus. Do not hinder your children from coming to Jesus. Jesus cares about your little children, and He has angels on your little children. And let them grow up being expressive. Let them grow up being excited. Let them grow up. Let them grow up being who they are. Don't put them on these drugs. More children are on so many these psychotropic drugs. It really makes me sick. And Jesus said, for you demons out there that are doing this to our children, it's better for you to hang a millstone around your neck and to jump in the bottom of the sea. Teachers, leave our children alone. Leave our children alone. And now our universities are becoming America's re-education camps. This coming fall, tens of thousands of bright-eyed and mobile young men and women will descend into the America's campuses to begin their academic careers in earnest. Most of them will face what we used to be called freshman orientation. More than anything, though, it looks more and more like indoctrination. And one of the main components of many of these orientations is diversity or sensitivity training. Attendance is usually mandatory, and often tax-funded students will watch films and participate in exercises designed to shake the values they acquired from their culture and family. And two of the most popular diversity training films are Blue Eyed and Skin Deep. Yes, this 90-minute Blue Eyed documents our experiment conducted by Jane Elliott, a 6,000-a-day sensitivity trainer. In it, a group of 40 people are divided into blue-eyed and brown-eyed people. The former are psychology brutalized, the later are psychologically empowered as a lesson in white racism. In one section of the company study guide entitled White Privileges declares that white privilege controls all power in society and that whites must assume their guilt, requiring attendance to sensitivity training has caused some critics to make comparisons to Soviet psychiatry and the re-education camps of some communist countries such as the Maoist China. Their re-education attempts to replace bad personal attitudes with one of the served to purpose of the state. Basically, your alternate ideologies must be suppressed. That means their whole goal is to suppress your faith. To tell you not to believe in Jesus, to tell you to suppress your faith. And yes, these re-education camps often are called college universities, often target religious groups because religion represents strong alternate value systems. In similar fashion, diversity training involved systematic alternate value systems such as conservatism. What now most of our schools are becoming? What's happening to our children? The truth is, it's called thought control. Education is not about having a mind seeing the truth. It's about thought control. This is what's happening in the school today. And in these new re-education training camps called our colleges and public school systems, they're teaching our children to break the loyalty with their family values. Re-education camps break the loyalty that prisoners feel toward their families, who often offer an alternative system of values. The Vietnamese prisoners wrote, when making a declaration about relatives, we had to make mention of their guilt as well. Yes, in Skin Deep, a student named Diane admits his family's racist guilt. Yes, you need to understand that today, that Jesus says, do not hinder our children from coming to Him, but I'm afraid we live in a society today that the whole goal of our education system is to hinder children from coming to Jesus, and I'm here to tell you to that, teachers, leave our kids alone. Leave our kids alone. We need Jesus back in America today, and right now, America is 17th in the world of 50 countries. And as long as we continue to take Jesus out of this society, as long as we continue to take Jesus out of our school, and as long as we continue to take Jesus out of our society, America will continue to drop morally, economically, education-wise. Teachers, leave our children alone. Yes, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus back in America. And Jesus said in the Bible, in Matthew chapter 18:6, if anyone causes these little children, those who believe in me, those who believe in Jesus, if anyone causes a little child who believes in Jesus to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Yes, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus back in our public schools, and we need Him now. Hey, teacher, leave our kids alone.